You're in the CMO suite. The podcast for marketers who want to be in the know. Presented by Connectivity Holdings.
Hello, hello. It's the CMO suite presented by Connectivity Holdings. I'm your host, Sean Halter. And with me co-hosting today is Sam Pick. Hello, Sam.
Hey, Sean.
And also with us today is DJ the DJ.
Hey, good to be back. Thanks for having me, Sean.
Of course, DJ. So tell us who's coming up on the show today, DJ.
Oh, we got a couple of great guests today. Anthony Diaz is going to be calling in, the CEO and CMO of Sixth Man. And then Vivek Saran.
Oh. CMO for Bell Tire.
Oh, all right. Well, there you have it. So looking forward to getting to the guests. Let's hop in.
Great. So Anthony Diaz is going to be up first. He is the Chief Executive Officer and CMO at Sixth Man.
I appreciate it. So Sixth Man takes fans and bands together on vacation.
Fans and bands, and
you know, I should say that was the origination of the organization, but we were founded in 2001. We're in our 17th year, and while music has been our core, it continues to be our core. I guess that statement that I said of fans and bands is inaccurate, because we've expanded into sports with a wrestling festival, with a full-on wrestling ring on the pool deck and a real tournament. We've expanded into television by taking Walking Dead fans on vacation.
That's cool.
And Impractical Jokers fans on vacation. So it really is an opportunity to bring people who have a like-minded passion, bring them together on vacation with their heroes. And in this, our first 17 years, that has been on cruise ships. And you're right, we are a wholly owned subsidiary of Norwegian Cruise Line, which has been just a great partnership. We've been fortunate to be able to work with them and their teams on their ships, and they help super serve our guests. We just announced, I think about a week ago, that we're going to be expanding into all-inclusive resorts. The first locations will be in the Dominican Republic in Punta Cana. So we're going to be taking this concept of being on vacation together with your heroes into resorts on beaches as well as cruise ships.
That's awesome. Hey, Anthony, I'd like to know, how does marketing travel differ from marketing other brands to consumers?
You know, what we've learned, at least with our version of travel, is we introduce the concept of the experience, whether it's on a cruise ship or at a resort, about a year out. And we're fighting for a couple of things. One, most people, as I think about one of our marketing challenges in general, is most people don't even know that this notion of going on vacation with a fan, band, actor, artist, athlete even exists. So there's this very basic awareness that, hey, that can even happen. So first we're fighting that uphill battle. People don't tend to know that this is possible. Then people plan their vacations, as it relates to your travel question, you know, a year, year and a half, sometimes 2 years in advance. So if we introduce the cruise, but that fan has already booked a trip to the Grand Canyon or to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or just to chill in the Caribbean, you don't tend to get a second bite at that, because, you know, unfortunately, here in the U.S., people don't take all their vacation time. They don't take that many vacations. So we go out a year in advance. We try and get in their vacation cycle. And then ours is a premium experience, and it's a premium investment of their time and money. So I think some of the differences in marketing and our version of travel is being out early, immediately creating the value, because we're asking for their precious vacation days and we're asking for their hard-earned money, you know, more so than if, you know, I'm from Tampa. If I'm in Tampa and I want to go see a band at the Phillips Arena in Atlanta, I live here. I don't even know what the Ice Palace is called anymore, but the big arena downtown.
It's not the Ice Palace, that's for sure.
That's right.
Yeah,
that was about four.
It's what
the Amalie Arena.
Amalie Arena.
Which was better than the Ford Amp, which became the 1-800-ASK.
No, but see, different venue.
Sure.
But
yeah.
I see
different
what you're saying.
But that's all good marketing, right?
So, right. And I'll say, you know what, Anthony, I'll say this. I have a lot of friends that, you know, and I wasn't exactly sure about what Sixth Man does, and now I totally get it, because I have friends that this is a yearly trip for them to go with their band on a cruise, and I won't mention the band in case it's not with Sixth Man, but that is what they do. That is their plan. That is their vacation. So obviously, you've got those guys hooked, but what are you currently doing with so many channels to reach prospects that aren't aware of these events?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, if we can get you on once, we've been so fortunate to pour a lot of intention into the onboard experience. We've got about a 55% guest retention. So, you know, there's a...
That's not surprising at all. I mean, if you're the fan of the band, you get a chance to hang with the band on the cruise ship.
Drink with the band. That's something.
Drink with the band.
DJ would definitely have as a requirement of attending any of these.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it really is. It's, you know, I go on a bunch of them a year, and I watch it from through a different lens because, you know, I'm there serving the guest, not being a guest. But it really is a blast, and it's something that they – can't get on land, right? So to go back to that Amelie Arena experience, you buy a $100 ticket. A, you could buy that ticket that same day. You're, you know, in that conversation, you're just fighting for the consumers. What are they going to do that night? And then, you know, $50 to $100 is different than $2,000 to $4,000. So that piece is really different. But if we can get you on, we got about a 55% chance that you'll come back. If we really blow you away, we're hoping that you then bring friends and family. That word of mouth has been huge to grow our business. So retention and word of mouth are where the majority of our guests come from. In regards to marketing, you know, we look at owned, earned, and paid channels. The one that has the most impact is when the artist themselves sends it via their channels. Because if you're a fan of Kesha or Melissa Etheridge or Kiss or Kid Rock, the guests that we're serving is more than likely on their Facebook page, on their email fan club, goes to their website, has seen them live. So when an email comes out from Kesha saying, hey,
right,
or
she posts on her social media, hey, I'm going on a cruise. Do you guys want to come with me? That's obviously going to mean a lot more than if you're just blindly sending out an email, you know, an invite from the artists themselves.
Yeah.
It's the most compelling message. It's very personal. You know you're talking to Kesha fans in that conversation. So that is something that we work closely with the artist management teams to ensure that there's a campaign that's directly through the artist channels. Then we try and look at what other artists are on the bill. So, you know, using maybe Kiss as an example or Kid Rock or whatever, there's another supporting lineup of 10 to 12 to 15 bands. So we'll also have those artists push out because they have fans that want to sail with them, right? So there's a lot of that going on. And then we're using digital and social. Like we have a marketing team here that is on Facebook doing organic posts and search results just to try and ensure if somebody's searching for, you know, Kesha tickets or Kesha merch.
You might pick them up that way.
Yeah, because, again, you're leaning in. Our best prospect is somebody who's already raised their hands and said, I have some interest in 311 or Train or Kiss or Kid Rock. It's very difficult to convert somebody as a casual fan into a four-day vacation at this
at that level.
And since you said 311, I'll say that's my friends. They've gone like 12 years in a row.
There you go. So thanks again, Anthony. Appreciate you jumping on a call.
No, man. Thank you guys all so much. Congratulations on what you built with this podcast.
All right. Thanks, man. Take care.
All
right, so listen up, team. We found out a little bit more. I mean, DJ, are you going to be the first one to try to hit him up for some free tickets on one of the next cruises, or is that going to be you?
Absolutely.
Sam?
I'm glad I have the bio in front of me.
You didn't even give Sam a chance to answer, for crying out loud.
I think you said DJ. Did you say Sam?
I said
it's always about me anyway.
It is.
I would be pretty happy with some cruise tickets.
Who would you want to see? Anybody
that he mentioned there. Who did you like?
He was talking about Kesha a lot. I absolutely love Kesha.
Well, listen, you know, when you go on vacation, obviously, it's important to have a good time. But when you get home, the last thing you want is to have your car broken down or a flat tire or anything else like that. Am I correct here? How's my transition there, DJ Hamilton?
That's very good. Very smooth.
So listen, coming up with us next here, and it should be on the line, we've got Vivek Saran with Bell Tires. Vivek, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
We're doing good, man. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. This is normally where I tell everybody about the brand, but DJ's been giving me a hard time today. I think he prefers really to hear my voice less. So, Vivek, tell us a little bit about Bell and how you ended up over there.
Sure. Bell Tire is a leading supplier of tires and automotive services. We're headquartered in Detroit, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. Have been expanding rather rapidly. We are, when you take a look at the total revenue per unit, we're actually the third largest provider of tires and services in the United States. I had been working with Bell Tire for about 3 years, as a business communications consultant, and they asked me to join as their first CMO at the company.
Great. And so how did you decide that that was, in fact, kind of what you wanted to do? And is it basically just you were like, hey, look, being first, there's nowhere to go but up?
There is a little bit about that.
Sure.
But, you know, in all reality, the interesting part about it is most people in marketing are being hired to solve problems, and they have to fix things. And what's interesting at Bell Tire is I inherited an opportunity where nothing is broken. I inherited an opportunity where there's a lot of potential growth, a lot of potential things we can do to maximize and grow the business. So it was a great opportunity for me in terms of being able to deploy what I've been learning and working on for the last 20-plus years in a category that's probably not as up-to-date as many other categories, but is feeling a lot of pressure from technology and evolving marketplace like a lot of other categories. So the great news is the fundamentals of Bell Tire are sound. They've been sound for 90 years, and I wasn't being brought in to be the unicorn that could solve all the things with magic, you know, marketing fairy dust. It was literally to come in and say, we got something good going. How can we make it better?
Very nice. And what is the importance that you see placed on mobile advertising?
Mobile advertising is critical. It's not just mobile advertising. It's mobile engagement even. It's literally, in our category in specific, like everybody else, you know, the first thing that a consumer reaches for is that mobile device.
Especially if you're broken down on the side of the road.
That's true. If you've got a flat tire, that's the first thing you're doing,
that's
right?
That's the first screen right in front of you.
Exactly. And let's face it. Here's the other part that's interesting about our category. Nobody ever wants to buy tires to get their car fixed. It's called a grudge purchase. If I ask you guys today, congratulations, you get to spend $1,000. I can imagine you'll think of 1,000 things other than tires or other than fixing your car you'd rather be doing with that money. And so mobile plays an even more important role. We actually like to think of ourselves as you've had a crummy moment. You're having something that's interrupting your day, and we have the opportunity to make life a little bit better for you. How do we leverage that, and how do we do that? And that all starts with reaching you through your mobile device.
So mobile, obviously very important, but do you see other marketing channels that are in your plans this year and next, or ones that you wish you knew more about?
You know, the critical one that I think is most important that people don't even think of as a channel, but it really is, it's about consumer data.
Mm-hmm.
And people misunderstand consumer data, particularly marketers, and what they need to do with it. It's literally about understanding everything you possibly can about your customer so you can identify the right product, the right opportunity, how to engage them, and give them the right bit of information. Sometimes that's transactional, and sometimes that's not transactional, but building that relationship, particularly in our category where it's a grudge purchase and the life cycle between needs can be quite large at times, and the dollar amount required can be substantial.
So Vivek, tell us a little bit, as we put a wrap on this, tell us a little bit about what does the footprint look like for you guys with Bell? Is it growing? Is it that you've got kind of the expansion that you need to, and how does that play into kind of your marketing plans as you yourself look into 2019 for the brand?
You know, we're in a fortunate position where as most retail is shrinking and or consolidating, we're actually growing. We're opening new markets all the time. We're going to be opening 22 new stores in Indianapolis in the next 18 months. And then after that, there are other markets that we're already exploring and about to be entering. The exciting part of the challenge is, while we might be known in Michigan for over 90 years, they don't know us in Indianapolis or Indy. And so the exciting part is, we get to introduce a brand new brand and grow the business that way.
Well, Vivek, again, we want to thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with us to talk to us a little bit more about Bell Tire. Listen, if you guys want to find out a little bit more about Vivek or Bell Tire, certainly continue to listen to this podcast, or you can visit thecmosuite.com. Again, Vivek, thank you so much for joining us on a call today. So that's going to wrap this episode of the show. It is the CMO Suite. It is brought to you by Connectivity Holdings. I want to once again thank my co-host today, Sam Pick. Thank you for jumping on with us today. And DJ Hamilton, as always, thanks for co-hosting.
Thanks for hanging out in the CMO Suite. Whoa! the podcast for marketers who want to be in the know. Presented by Connectivity Holdings.